May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Last week I preached on that gospel that's in your bulletin. And I preached about the disciples just not getting it. Because that gospel last week was the last in a long series of Mark telling us the humanity of the disciples, that they just did not get it. The gospel for today, which is not in your bulletin, is the story about blind Bartimaeus. And some theologians believe that the story of blind Bartimaeus was put where it is in the gospel to illustrate that after all that Jesus has said and all that Jesus has done, the disciples are still blind to his message and to his purpose. That may be somewhat true. But you know, I think there is a really deeper meaning to this story. And it's not to do with the man being blind or even the man recovering his sight. See, when you read that gospel from last week that you have in this week's bulletin, and you go home and read the gospel for today, as in our lectionary, for some reason, the lectionary missed out one line between last week's gospel and this week's gospel. And the line says, they came to Jericho. That's all it says. They came to Jericho. Now the next sentence where we begin this morning's gospel tells us, as they were leaving Jericho. So we are told they came to Jericho in one sentence and they left Jericho in the next sentence. I guess there is no purpose for them to be in Jericho, because according to Mark, nothing happened in Jericho. They came and they went. Like many places in central Kentucky, they say it's a good place just to go through. But Jericho had a significant place in Jewish history. A fella called Joshua, he was the successor to Moses. And Joshua and the Israelites captured Jericho on their way to capturing Jerusalem. And in the book of Joshua, it tells us that Joshua ordered that Jericho should not be inhabited. Unfortunately, we're not told the reason for that, but he says, don't live there. But over the years since Joshua to Jesus, Jericho couldn't have been too bad a place because King Herod had a summer home there. Or maybe Jericho was just a noisy place. You know, I say that because if you remember your Old Testament, the fall of Jericho is incredibly famous. In Joshua 6:10, he's there with the Israelites. And Joshua gives this command: you shall not shout or let your voice be heard, nor shall you utter a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout. And they shouted, and they shouted, until, as the song tells us, the walls came a-tumbling down. Jericho is famous because it was captured by people who were shouting. So today we have Jesus comes to Jericho and immediately leaves Jericho. There's no small talk, there's no teaching, there's nothing. But as Jesus is leaving Jericho, Jesus is shouted at by Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, shouts at him. See, this is the blind beggar's chance. And he was not going to let it go. He shouted because he knew he would not be noticed. Even when told to be quiet, to shut up, he shouted even more loudly. Bartimaeus shouted to make his voice heard. He shouted because he had a need and he was not being listened to. He shouted because he really believed that by shouting to Christ, he had a chance of a different life. And he shouted because he believed there would be just the chance he'd be heard by Christ. Bartimaeus didn't have sight, but by golly, he certainly had a voice. And it was his voice that gave him his opportunity for his moment with Christ. Now, I'm not saying that we should all begin to shout everything, although there is a group called the Shouting Methodists. If you're into that kind of thing, there's a Shouting Methodist, they'll take you. I'm not saying we have to shout everything. But what I'm saying is that we need to pay attention to those who in many ways are crying out, and yes, even shouting. Those who are hurting and those who are wounded. Those who've been forgotten. Those who've been left behind, and yes, even those who've been left out. Those who for some reason have been made to feel unworthy, and yes, unacceptable. Those who cry out just for somebody to love them. And just somebody to pay them a little bit of attention. For someone just to notice that they exist. You know, I don't think we have to listen too hard to hear the shouting in this world in which we live. And we do not have to become somebody miraculous to pay a little attention to the shouting. But we do have to become somebody who is willing to see all people as children of God. To pay attention to those who are crying out for a little recognition that they simply exist. And that they're worthy of acknowledgement as a human being. You know, all his life, Bartimaeus, this blind beggar, all his life, Bartimaeus had been assured of his unworthiness. He's worth nothing except the crumbs that people threw him, or the occasional coin that people gave to him. His place, that those who were the religious authorities assured him was like this because of his sin. Or if not because of his sin, because your parents sinned. They assured him that his unworthiness was fixed for all time. And there was no changing that. There were no schools for the blind in Judea. There were no braille that could help him encounter the world. There was no chance of anything. He was worthless in the eyes of society. And that unworthiness was affirmed in him every single day. His cry to Jesus was a shout of hope. A chance. That just possibly life can be different. Every day that Bartimaeus sat down there, the cry from his heart was simply to be acknowledged by the passers-by. To be spoken to. To be noticed. even just to be affirmed. You know, in the communities that we all live, I don't see any blind beggars. But I do suggest that the next time you go to Kroger's, or you go to Kmart, or you go to Walmart, or you go to the stores, wherever you go, take a serious look around you and try to listen from the heart to the people who you see. We have people in this community who go to the store every day just for somewhere to go to be with people. They're not blind, but they are our neighbors. And there is the cry from the heart, a cry to be noticed and to be acknowledged, even just affirmed that they exist. So speak to them. Look at them. Say hello. Smile at them. Acknowledge them. You know, you may get no response at all, but that's okay. But I bet, for the most part, you will. You see, I believe that the gospel story for this morning, it's not about the blind man. It's about the response of Jesus to the blind man shouting at him. Jesus heard, Jesus listened, Jesus acknowledged a human being who was deemed to be unworthy. And we, as followers of Christ, we are the ones who are called to be the listeners and called to pay attention. In our worship, in our community of faith, in our living, we are called to affirm the worthiness of all God's children and to be vigilant about welcoming the stranger and the visitor. We're called to pay attention to the words we use in our worship and in our conversations to affirm the simple existence of another child of God. And yes, we're called to pay attention to the actions we show in our welcoming and in our accepting. We're called to listen. But more importantly, we are called to respond. Because you know, sometimes the shout is nothing less than a still, small voice. Amen.